Chapter 3. Command and Control Structures. A clear, responsive command structure designed to enable decentralized operations facilitates the execution of special operations across the conflict continuum. Unnecessary layering of a headquarters decreases responsiveness, decreases the amount of time available to plan, and creates opportunities to compromise operations. The command structure, designed to enable the exercise of authority and direction over Army Special Operations units, frequently dictates that echelons down to team may have to interact directly with joint forces, U.S. Embassy ambassadors and staffs, interagency partners, and other unified action partners. Having a clear command structure facilitates shared understanding of operations with unified action partners and complements national security considerations. The execution of command and control establishes the foundation for subordinate units to understand the commander's vision. These tasks enable the Special Operations Force understanding of how the assigned mission nests with adjacent efforts, other operations, the commander's campaign plan, global operations, and national objectives. Through the product called Commander's Intent, commanders share their insight and direction to create a shared purpose and understanding, and enable subordinates to achieve objectives without further orders in spite of unforeseen changes in the environment. The commander's intent is a clear and concise expression of the purpose of the operation and the desired military end state that supports mission command, provides focus to the staff, and helps subordinate and supporting commanders act to achieve the commander's desired results without further orders, even when the operation does not unfold as planned. JP3O. Army Special Operations Unit commanders and the commanders they support place emphasis on mission command by providing a commander's intent that is clear, founded in shared understanding developed by analysis of the operational environment, and that expresses the purpose of the operation so their forces can execute decentralized operations. Unity of effort. Unity of effort and global integration requires coordination among government departments and agencies, non-governmental organizations and intergovernmental organizations, and partners, allies, and nations in any alliance or coalition. Unity of effort, action, and command enables the synchronization, coordination, and/or integration of the activities of the governmental and non-governmental entities with military operations to support a strategy. Global integration is the arrangement of cohesive military actions in time, space, and purpose, executed as a whole to address trans-regional, all-domain, and multifunctional challenges. Geographic, global, and functional combatant commanders are directly responsible to the President and the Secretary of Defense for the implementation of a strategy, U.S. policy, and the execution of assigned missions. The National Security Strategy, National Defense Strategy, and National Military Strategy, shaped to support the implementation of national security policies and articulated through global, regional, and functional campaign plans, provides strategic direction for combatant commanders. In turn, combatant commanders design, plan, and execute campaign plans in accordance with this guidance, as well as the Unified Command Plan, Contingency Planning Guidance, and Joint Strategic Campaign Plan. The Joint Strategic Campaign Plan identifies which combatant commander is the coordinating authority for specific subordinate campaign plans. Specifying the coordinating authority facilitates synchronization of U.S. operations between combatant commanders with allies, coalitions, and multinational forces, and with non-military organizations. The Secretary of State is the President's principal foreign policy advisor. In the National Security Council interagency process, the Department of State is the lead agency for most U.S. government activities abroad. For this reason, the Department of State plays a key role in special operations to include validating requirements articulated by country teams, providing funding, authorities, and permissions through Title 22 United States Code, and providing a coordination point between Department of State activities, special operations, and other government agency activities within a region or country. The United States maintains diplomatic relations with more than 180 foreign countries through embassies, consulates, and other diplomatic missions. The ambassador to a country is responsible to the president for directing, coordinating, and supervising official government activities and personnel in that country. These personnel include all U.S. military personnel not assigned to the geographic combatant commander or other designated U.S. military area commander. Protection and security of military personnel are a matter of significant interest. Often specific agreements are required between the ambassador, also known as the chief of mission, and the geographic combatant commander. Special operations forces deployed to a particular country for any reason, exercise, operation, or security assistance, remain under the command and control of the geographic combatant command or a designated subordinate headquarters, normally the theater's special operations command. CJP 3-22 for more information. Special operations forces do not operate in a combatant commander's area of responsibility or in an ambassador's country of assignment without providing prior notification and receiving permission to do so. The Department of State requests for Army special operations capabilities usually originate from an ambassador, defense attaché, or security assistance organization chief, who passes the requests through the appropriate geographic combatant commander to the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff validates the requirement and ensures proper interagency coordination takes place. If the geographic combatant commander has available special operations forces and no restrictions exist on their employment, the geographic combatant commander can approve and support the request. If the required forces are unavailable, the geographic combatant commander requests forces through the Joint Chiefs of Staff to United States Special Operations Command. Combatant commands requiring Army Special Operations Forces to conduct planning, staff assistance visits, or other activities that do not require deployment orders or execution orders request that assistance directly from United States Special Operations Command, which validates the requirement and sources it from its headquarters or a components. Executing units follow theater procedures for obtaining permission to enter the theater, obtaining a visa and country clearance, for example, prior to departing home station. Unity of effort is not attained without trust between all participants. Developing mutual trust and working partnerships between all of the various organizations, and especially the key leaders and staff of host nation and international actors, are essential to the success of stability tasks, especially security cooperation. Trust begins at the personal level. Trusted Army professionals understand that it is the combined military expertise that their organizations bring, combined with their individual character, competence, and commitment in adherence to the moral principles of the Army ethic, that make the greatest positive contribution to the Army Special Operations Forces mission. Interpersonal relationships of key actors at the local, regional, and national levels, built on shared understanding, mutual respect, and personal trust, are most important and effective in accomplishing stability tasks and security cooperation efforts. Trust also contributes to the legitimacy of the operation, and those critical personal relationships assist in achieving the desired end states. Theater of Operations Organizations. The Army's Special Operations Units, down to the team level, are often called upon to coordinate their activities with theater-level organizations. This section briefly describes those integrations from an Army Special Operations Forces perspective to provide an understanding of command and coordination relationships and responsibilities. Theater Army. Per Title 10 United States Code and DODD 5100.01, the Theater Army's primary role is that of the Army Service Component Command for the Geographic Combatant Commander. The Theater Army provides a regionally oriented, long-term Army presence for security cooperation, deterrence, and the capability to perform as a Joint Task Force Headquarters or a Joint Force Land Component Command for a limited contingency operation. Army forces under the Component Commander of the Combatant Commander are attached to the Army Service Component Command, which exercises operational control of those forces until the Component Commander transfers operational control of those forces to a subordinate Joint Force Commander, such as a Joint Task Force Commander. Army Special Operations Forces are an exception to this, as the Theater Special Operations Command typically exercises operational control of all Special Operations Forces, regardless of service. The Theater Army staff includes positions for psychological operations personnel within the G3, Assistant Chief of Staff Operations Staff Section, and positions for civil affairs personnel within the G3 and G9, Assistant Chief of Staff Civil Affairs Operations Staff Sections. To facilitate daily Title 10 responsibilities of the Army Service Component Command, United States Army Special Operations Command may provide a Special Operations Command and Control element. This is a special operations element that is the focal point for the synchronization of Special Operations Forces activities with conventional forces activities, JP 305. The Special Operations Command and Control element locates with the Army Service Component Command and conducts liaison between the Theater Special Operations Command and the Army Service Component Command/Theater Army. Regardless of the command and control arrangements of Army Special Operations units in the theater area of responsibility, as the Senior Army Sustainment Headquarters for the Theater Army, the Theater Sustainment Command provides sustainment support to Army Special Operations Forces. The 528th Sustainment Brigade Special Operations Airborne maintains staff coordination lines of communication with the Theater Special Operations Command, the Theater Sustainment Command, and Expeditionary Sustainment Commands to facilitate sustainment to Army Special Operations units. The 528th provides Army Special Operations Forces liaison elements that co-locate with the Theater Sustainment Command. Through these liaison elements, the brigade fulfills their responsibilities to identify Army Special Operations units' support requirements and to ensure that support requirements are established. Note, Chapter 6 provides a more detailed discussion of Army Special Operations Forces' sustainment support. Theater Special Operations Command. A Theater Special Operations Command is a joint component command subordinate to a combatant command. For example, Special Operations Command Pacific is a subordinate unified command of United States Indo-Pacific Command. United States Forces Korea is also a subordinate unified command of United States Indo-Pacific Command and has a subordinate functional special operations component, United States Special Operations Command Korea. As stated in previous paragraphs, geographic combatant commanders normally exercise operational control of special operations forces attached or assigned to them through the Theater Special Operations Command. Commanders of Theater Special Operations Commands are the principal special operations advisor to the geographic combatant commander. The commander, Theater Special Operations Command, has the additional role of Joint Force Special Operations Component Commander when the component commander establishes a joint task force. There are six Theater Special Operations Commands within the Department of Defense. United States Special Operations Command, Africa. United States Special Operations Command, Central. United States Special Operations Command, Europe. United States Special Operations Command, North. United States Special Operations Command, Pacific. United States Special Operations Command, South. The Theater Operations Command is the primary theater of operations organization capable of performing broad, continuous missions uniquely suited to Special Operations Forces capabilities. The commander has three principal roles. Joint Force Commander. As a commander of a subordinate unified command, the commander is a Joint Force Commander. As such, the commander has the authority to plan and conduct joint operations as directed by the geographic combatant commander and to exercise operational control of assigned and attached commands and forces. The commander may establish task forces, such as a Special Operations Task Force, to plan and execute these missions. Theater of Operations Special Operations Advisor. The commander advises the geographic combatant commander and the other component commanders on the proper use of special operations. The commander may develop specific recommendations for the assignment of special operations units in the theater of operations and opportunities to integrate special operations into the combatant commander's campaign plan. A best practice to facilitate this advisory role is for the combatant commander to establish the Commander Theater Special Operations Command as a special staff officer on the combatant command staff. The Commander Theater Special Operations Command can then identify specific positions within his staff to support his role in this special staff effort. Joint Force Special Operations Component Commander. When directed by the combatant commander, the Commander Theater Special Operations Command assumes the role of a Joint Force Special Operations Component Commander within a Joint Force. It is incumbent on the geographic combatant commander to establish appropriate command relationships between special operations units, such as the Theater Special Operations Command, Joint Force Special Operations Component, Special Operations Joint Task Force, Joint Special Operations Task Force, and Special Operations Task Force. The Commander Theater Special Operational Command's ability to function as the Joint Force Special Operations Component Commander while maintaining his role as the Theater Special Operations Commander is finite. When the span of control includes multiple Joint Special Operations Task Forces, the Geographic Combatant Commander establishes a Special Operations Joint Task Force, commanded by a Major General, Army, or Service Equivalent, or Lieutenant General. The task force commander is capable of assuming the additional role of Joint Force Special Operations Component Commander. Command and Control. The organizations discussed in this section are used across the range of military operations. The authorities and responsibilities described in the preceding sections on Unity of Effort, Theater Army, and Theater Special Operations Command never change. They are prescribed in public law through United States Code. A commander's campaign plan relies on the capabilities provided by the entire Department of Defense, as well as those capabilities provided by other government agencies to create unity of effort. Army Special Operations units execute a variety of activities, missions, and tasks following the principles of discrete, precise, and scalable. Army Special Operations forces execute these principles in over 160 countries, roughly 80% of the countries in the world, on a daily basis. U.S. military and civilian authorities should be familiar with the terms for a number of special operations elements, in addition to those described as task forces. Special Operations Joint Task Force. A combatant commander, subordinate unified command commander, or a commander joint task force establishes a special operations joint task force to support unified action through interorganizational cooperation for special operations conducted in support of a campaign or major operation. The established task force improves conventional and special operations forces' integration, interoperability, and interdependence. It acts as a single headquarters to plan and coordinate all theater or joint operational area special operations. The Special Operations Joint Task Force includes special operations capabilities from more than one service and may include capabilities provided by special operations forces in other countries. The task force may have conventional force units assigned or attached to it to support or enable execution of specific missions. It provides command and control over multiple subordinate joint special operations task forces. To source the Special Operations Joint Task Force, the combatant command requests forces through the global force management process. Note, JP3-05 provides information on Special Operations Joint Task Forces from a joint special operations force perspective. United States Army Special Operations Command is the sole United States Special Operations Command component designated as the force provider for the core of a deployable Special Operations Joint Task Force headquarters. Headquarters, United States Army 1st Special Forces Command Airborne, is the force that the commander, United States Army Special Operations Command, has designated to fulfill this role. As a Special Operations Joint Task Force, the commander and staff must be able to exercise command and control over U.S. and partner nations' special operations and conventional forces. The command must be able to integrate service and partner nation representatives into its headquarters and may designate key positions of responsibility to be filled from an element that has significant forces assigned to the task force. As stated previously, the task force is capable of providing command and control over multiple joint special operations task forces sourced by U.S. Naval Special Warfare Command or an Army Special Operations Unit. In addition, the task force provides a capability to command and control military information support task forces, joint civil-military operations task forces, a joint special operations air component, typically sourced by U.S. Air Force Special Operations Command, and subordinate task forces, consisting of U.S. and partner nations' conventional and special operations forces. Joint Special Operations Task Force. A joint special operations task force consists of special operations forces from multiple services. Several of these task forces may be conducting operations in a joint operational area or within the component commander's area of responsibility. The task force may provide command and control over several subordinate elements, including a joint special operations air component and subordinate task forces. The commander can arrange his subordinate forces functionally, by mission, or by assigned area of operation. Operational art, operational design, and the planning process help commanders determine the best arrangement of their forces. Regardless of the special operations service element that forms the core of a joint special operations task force headquarters or commands the task force, each service providing forces retains administrative control of their forces. The senior officer in the theater exercises this control. When the representatives are outside the joint special operations task force, service liaisons within the headquarters combatant element facilitate administrative control and support. Note, JP3-05 provides information on Joint Special Operations Task Forces from a Joint Special Operations Force perspective. The core of a Joint Special Operations Task Force headquarters, sourced from the Army's Special Operations Command, is provided by the Ranger Regiment commander and his staff, or by a Special Forces Group commander and his staff. The Ranger Regiment is the most appropriate headquarters when the mission of the task force primarily requires direct action, short-duration strikes, and other small-scale actions conducted as a special operation in hostile, denied, or diplomatically sensitive environments and which employ specialized military capabilities to seize, destroy, capture, exploit, recover, or damage designated targets. JP3-05. For all other missions, the Special Forces Group is the appropriate headquarters. Special Forces groups have the capability to control diverse supporting tasks and provide a unique perspective of the operational environment, the Joint Special Operations area, and the area of operations founded on their regional alignment. Special Forces groups and their subordinate units have decades of experience leading task-organized Army Special Operations forces in missions ranging from supporting security cooperation and interagency support to participating in armed conflict. Joint Special Operations Task Force commanders may source key positions in their staff from the services providing significant portions of their joint force. Special Operations Task Force. Special Forces battalions and Ranger battalions may form the core of the headquarters and operational elements of a Special Operations Task Force. A Special Operations Task Force may be subordinate to a Joint Special Operations Task Force under the operational control of the Theater Special Operations Command or any command relationship structure that best enables their mission. There may be multiple Special Operations Task Forces in a theater operating under differing command and control structures, conducting missions supporting military engagement through major operations. While these task forces are not joint headquarters, they may have a variety of capabilities attached to them to enable operations or to liaise with other units. Army Special Operations capabilities that may be included in the task force include psychological operations units, civil affairs units, special operations aviation units, and communications, intelligence, and sustainment units from the Special Operations Sustainment Brigade. These capabilities may also include U.S. or partner nation conventional or special operations forces and interagency elements ranging from individuals to teams. The commander augments his staff with appropriate special staff officers and liaison officers taken from attached and supporting assets to integrate and synchronize all activities. In particular, Army conventional forces can provide critical capabilities to a Special Operations Task Force. The conventional force may be individual augmentees or may be an entire unit, typically company level to team. The capabilities they provide span the majority of military occupational specialties in the Army and are not limited to maneuver elements such as infantry companies, artillery, chemical, cyberspace, engineers, logistics, public affairs, medical, and strategic intelligence are all examples of capabilities that may be required. Advanced Operations Base. An advanced operations base is a small, temporary base established near or within a joint operations area to command, control, and support special operations training or tactical operations, ADP3-05. The capabilities of the headquarters section / operational detachment Bravo of a Special Forces company provides the core element from which to configure an advanced operations base. Facilities are normally austere, and the base may be ashore or afloat. If ashore, the base may include an airfield or unimproved airstrip, a pier, or an anchorage. The advanced operations base is temporary, but normally in a fixed location. Analysis of the operational environment and the mission will drive the need and readiness to displace the base. The Special Forces Operational Detachment Bravo exercises command of its organic Special Forces Operational Detachments Alpha, as well as those additional Army Special Operations and conventional forces attached to the commander to support the mission. An advanced operations base and the command element responsible for it receives support from a Special Operations Task Force located at another operations base. The Advanced Operations Base extends the functionality of the higher echelon base by providing a secure location where the Operational Detachment Bravo can conduct mission-specific training, prepare forces for infiltration, exercise command and control, sustain a force during mission execution, conduct debriefings, provide operational, administrative, and sustainment support to uncommitted special operations forces, develop, organize, train, equip, advise, assist, and direct indigenous or other partner forces. The organization and functionality of an advanced operations base requires an organic element such as an operational detachment Bravo and additional individual augmentees, enablers, and staff personnel that are identified during mission analysis. The advanced operations base organization and functions vary with the mission. So do the duration and scope of operations, security, communications, and support requirements. Special Operations Forces support to task forces. Joint Task Force commanders, their subordinate commanders, and their staffs should be familiar with the following special operations organizations within the task forces. Joint Special Operations Air Component Commander. U.S. Special Operations Command's Air Force Component is the Air Force Special Operations Command. Air Force Special Operations Command has a requirement to provide the commander and core staff of a Joint Special Operations Air Component. The Joint Special Operations Air Component is a functional air component that plans and executes Joint Special Operations Air activities and coordinates conventional air support for Special Operations Forces with the Joint Force Air Component Commander or service equivalent. The U.S. Army's Special Operations Aviation Command's 160th Special Operations Aviation Regiment Airborne may operate under the operational control of a Joint Special Operations Air Component Commander. The regimental commander and the subordinate battalion commanders have the capability of being a Joint Special Operations Air Component Commander. However, their staffs are not manned and equipped to provide the core staff of a component command and require augmentation to do so. A Joint Special Operations Air Component is not always the most suitable command structure for Army Special Operations Aviation units. The operational environment and mission analysis may find that efficiencies are created when these units are placed under the operational control of a Joint Special Operations Task Force or Special Operations Task Force. Special Operations Liaison Element. A Special Operations Liaison Element is a Special Operations Liaison Team provided by the Joint Force Special Operations Component Commander to coordinate, deconflict, and synchronize Special Operations air, surface, and subsurface operations with conventional air operations, JP3-05. The Special Operations Liaison Element is located with the Joint Force Air Component or other air component as appropriate. This element includes enough personnel to place liaisons at each division of a Joint Air Operations Center, staff an internal operations cell, and maintain its Special Operations peculiar communications infrastructure. The director of the element serves as the Special Operations Component's personal liaison to the Joint Force Air Component Commander. In addition to the tasks described in the definition, the element ensures coordination of special operations in the Joint Force Air Component Commander's Air Tasking Order and Airspace Control Order. Special Operations Command and Control Element. As discussed in previous paragraphs, a Special Operations Command and Control Element may be provided to the Theater Army. Within a joint task force, the Special Operations Component Commander or a subordinate Special Operations Force Commander exchanges liaisons with those commanders that his forces operate in proximity with and to commanders whose operations the Special Operations Force supports or affects. A Special Operations Command and Control Element is a liaison solution the commander may elect to employ when the liaison responsibilities exceed the capacity of a few liaison personnel. From the Army Special Operations Force perspective, a Special Operations Command and Control Element provides an essential capability to coordinate unilateral special operations with a conventional ground force headquarters and with a supported conventional force commander. A Special Operations Command and Control Element is task organized and provided a tailored communications package. The personnel may include forces from Special Forces, Ranger, Psychological Operations, Civil Affairs, Sustainment, and Special Operations Aviation units. The element is normally co-located at corps level and above, with smaller liaison teams operating at division level and below. However, the scale of the operation may require an expansion of the capabilities provided at echelons below corps. The supported unit provides the Special Operations Command and Control Element the required administrative and logistics support. The element is the focal point for synchronization with the conventional forces. At core level, the element coordinates with the core current operations integration cell, fire cell, and battlefield coordination detachment to deconflict targets and operations. It provides near real-time locations of Army Special Operations units and provides overlays and other data to the fire cell and the battlefield coordination detachment. The Land Component Commander or Army Forces Commander is normally assigned a large portion of the Joint Operations Area landmass as his area of operations. With this assigned geographic space comes authority and responsibility to accomplish assigned missions within it. The Land Component Commander becomes the supported commander for all operations within his area of operations. The Joint Special Operations Commander may be designated a supporting commander to this Land Component Commander or Army Forces Commander for missions conducted in that specific area of operations. This supported and supporting relationship does not have to include command relationships. It can primarily focus on requirements for coordination of operations. Thus, a higher echelon, such as Special Operations Joint Task Force, can retain operational control of its subordinate elements while those elements coordinate their activities in a supported commander's area of operations so interdependence is maintained. Note, JP1 and JP30 provide more information on the authorities and responsibilities of supported and supporting commanders. As a supporting commander, the Joint Special Operations Task Force Commander would employ a Special Operations Command and Control element to facilitate his supporting commander's responsibilities to a ground force commander. The element remains under the operational control of the Special Operations Commander. The Special Operations Command and Control element assists the Joint Special Operations Task Force Commander in fulfilling his supporting commander's responsibilities in several ways. It provides a positive means for the commander to ascertain the supported commander's needs. The element may provide a responsive reporting capability in those situations in which the Special Operations Commander is tasked to answer the supported commander's information requirements. The element can exercise command of designated Special Operations units when the commander determines the need for such a command relationship to facilitate his supporting commander's responsibilities. The element can also provide a monitoring capability if the commander decides to transfer operational or tactical control of his executing unit to the supported commander. For example, the attachment of Special Forces operational detachments with operational or tactical control to an Army Forces commander in order to improve that commander's ability to employ subordinate multinational forces. The Special Operations Commander can attach these forces and pass control to the other commander with appropriate mission restrictions in accordance with his determination on the employment of those forces, such as no reorganization of forces authorized or for use only in advisory role with the designated multinational force. Liaisons. A best practice is to exchange liaisons between higher, lower, supporting, supported, and adjacent organizations. To integrate fully with conventional and joint operations, Army Special Operations units must maintain effective liaison and coordination elements with all components of the force to synchronize effects created in the joint operational area. To support this effort, joint forces, conventional forces, and special operations units exchange a variety of liaison and coordination elements, in addition to the Special Operations Command and Control element provided by the higher Special Operations Echelon Commander. They range in size from individual liaisons to small coordination elements. Whatever their size or location, these elements coordinate, synchronize, and deconflict missions in the other unit's area of operation. Liaison and coordination elements ensure the timely exchange of necessary operational and support information to aid mission execution and to prevent fratricide, duplication of effort, disruption of ongoing operations, and loss of intelligence sources. They may help coordinate fire support, overflight, aerial refueling, targeting, deception, information, influence, and other theater of operations issues based on current and future missions. These efforts are crucial in coordinating limited resources and assets and in maintaining unity of effort and the tempo of an operation or campaign. Special Operations Unit commanders may also establish or receive additional liaison and coordination elements with higher and adjacent units or other agencies as appropriate. Army Service Component Command Structure. U.S. Special Operations Command is one of the 9 combatant commands in the U.S. military's structure, with military department and defense agency-like responsibilities. Section 167, Title 10 United States Code and DODD 5100.01, Functions of the Department of Defense and its Major Components, task the command with performing the department-like functions of organizing, training, equipping, and providing combat-ready personnel for employment by geographic combatant commanders. The command designs, plans, and executes campaigns and global operations in accordance with guidance established in the Unified Command Plan, Contingency Planning Guidance, and Joint Strategic Campaign Plan. In addition, these documents direct the command to synchronize Department of Defense global campaign planning against terrorist networks. U.S. Special Operations Command is a unified combatant command, but it also has authorities and responsibilities in common with the departments. The command's main responsibilities include programming and maintaining the Major Force Program 11 budget, developing special operations strategy, doctrine, and tactics, ensuring the interoperability of special operations forces, conducting planning, and commanding continental U.S.-based special operations forces. To accomplish these responsibilities, the command is comprised of five key subordinate organizations. Four are service components, and one is a subordinate unified command. U.S. Army Special Operations Command is its Army service component. United States Army Special Operations Command. The Commanding General, U.S. Army Special Operations Command, fills roles as the commander of U.S. Special Operations Command's Army component and the commander of an Army Service Component command. Its mission, assigned by U.S. Special Operations Command, is to man, train, equip, educate, organize, sustain, and support forces to conduct special operations across the full range of military operations in support of joint force commanders and interagency partners to meet theater and national objectives. The commander is responsible for recruiting, organizing, supplying, equipping, training, servicing, mobilizing, demobilizing, maintaining, administering, supporting, educating, and preparing the readiness of assigned special forces, ranger, special operations aviation, psychological operations, and civil affairs units, including those forces temporarily under the operational control of other unified commanders. The commander exercises command of continental United States-based regular Army Special Operations Forces. He also oversees and evaluates continental United States-based Army National Guard Special Operations Forces. The command is responsible for the development of unique Army Special Operations doctrine, tactics, techniques, and procedures, and materiel. U.S. Army Special Operations Command consists of three component subordinate commands and one component subordinate unit manned with civilians and regular Army and Reserve component military personnel. The component subordinate commands are the 1st Special Forces Command Airborne, the U.S. Army John F. Kennedy Special Warfare, and the U.S. Army Special Operations Aviation Command Airborne. The component subordinate unit is the 75th Ranger Regiment Airborne. 1st Special Forces Command Airborne. The 1st Special Forces Command Airborne organizes, equips, trains, validates, and deploys forces to conduct special operations across the range of military operations in support of the commander, U.S. Special Operations Command, and other combatant commanders, U.S. ambassadors, and other governmental agencies as directed. The commander and staff are trained and equipped to establish the core staff of a Special Operations Joint Task Force in support of major operations, crisis response and limited contingency operations, and campaigns, large-scale combat operations. The command consists of 11 component subordinate units manned with civilians and regular Army and Reserve component military personnel. The component subordinate units consists of 5 regular Army, 1st, 3rd, 5th, 7th, and 10th Special Forces Groups Airborne, and 2 Army National Guard, 19th and 20th Special Forces Groups Airborne, the 95th Civil Affairs Brigade Special Operations Airborne, the 4th and 8th Psychological Operations Groups Airborne, and the 528th Sustainment Brigade Special Operations Airborne. U.S. Army John F. Kennedy Special Warfare Center and School. The U.S. Army John F. Kennedy Special Warfare Center and School is the proponent for the Civil Affairs, Psychological Operations, and Special Forces branches. It provides institutional training, doctrine, and personnel policy to support the aforementioned branches, as well as for the Army Special Operations Force as a whole. The Army has designated the U.S. Army John F. Kennedy Special Warfare Center and School as the Army's Special Operations Center of Excellence. A center of excellence is a designated command or organization within an area of expertise that executes assigned responsibilities. Primary responsibilities as a center of excellence include planning, developing, executing, and assessing learning product development to include leader development and education, remaining innovative and managing the resources provided, and managing personnel proponent requirements. Centers of excellence synchronize learning requirements across the operational, institutional, and self-development domains and use the analysis, design, development, implementation, and evaluation process to produce learning products. Centers of excellence maintain curriculum relevance, school accreditation, and development and sustainment of courseware. The Special Operations Center of Excellence executes assigned responsibilities for U.S. Army Special Operations Command core functions, provides U.S. Army Special Operations Command the ability to develop and integrate doctrine, organization, training, material, leadership and education, personnel, facilities, and policy capabilities within and across the Army warfighting functions and the joint functions, and performs force modernization proponent responsibilities. Each functional component of the center ensures adherence to Army standards to enhance interoperability of conventional and special operations forces. The U.S. Army Special Operations Center of Excellence synchronizes and coordinates directly with the 9 U.S. Army Training and Doctrine Command Centers of Excellence to achieve unity of effort, institutional agility, learning product visibility, and to improve product quality. A validation process accredits the command to execute multiple functions, including the award of military occupational specialties, non-commissioned officer professional education, warrant officer professional education. In addition, this designation applies Army Enterprise Accreditation Standards in support of an Army learning institution. The U.S. Army John F. Kennedy Special Warfare Center and School is the U.S. Army Special Operations Command's proponent for all matters pertaining to individual training, doctrine development, and all related individual and collective training material. It provides leader development, develops and maintains the proponent training programs and systems, and provides entry-level and advanced individual training and education for civil affairs, psychological operations, and special forces soldiers. Army Special Operations Aviation Command, Airborne. The command organizes, mans, trains, resources, and equips Army Special Operations Aviation units to plan and execute special air operations in support of special operations. Army Special Operations Aviation are designated active component forces and units organized, trained, and equipped specifically to conduct air mobility, close air support, and other special air operations. ADP 3-05. The command's Special Operations Aviation units are specially organized, trained, and equipped to provide a Joint Force Special Operations Component Commander with the capability to infiltrate, resupply, and exfiltrate elements engaged in any of the Special Operations core activities. The command serves as the U.S. Army Special Operations Command Aviation Staff Proponent and includes a Technology Applications Program Office, a Flight Detachment, a Systems Integration Management Office, a Regimental Organizational Applications Element, a Training Battalion, and the 160th Special Operations Aviation Regiment, Airborne. 75th Ranger Regiment, Airborne. Rangers are rapidly deployable airborne light infantry, organized and trained to conduct highly complex joint direct action operations in coordination with or in support of other special operations units of all services. JP 3-05. The regiment can execute direct action operations in support of a combatant commander and can operate as conventional light infantry when properly augmented with other elements of combined arms. Its specially organized, trained, and equipped soldiers provide a capability to deploy a credible military force quickly to any region of the world. It performs specific missions with other special operations units and often forms habitual relationships with these units. Its missions differ from conventional infantry forces' missions in the degree of risk and the requirement for precise, discriminate use of force. It uses specialized equipment, operational techniques, and several modes of infiltration and employment. The headquarters of the 75th Ranger Regiment is similar to the headquarters of other Army Brigade combat teams. In addition to exercising mission command for 3 Ranger Infantry Battalions and the Ranger Special Troops Battalion, The regiment headquarters may, when properly augmented, exercise operational control of conventional forces, logistics assets, and other special operations forces.